We're holding in Simen Reish Samach in the Ramo. After the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Aleph, the Mechaber brought down that is a mitzvah to cut your nails Erev Shabbos ulegaleach ha-tziponaim be'Erev Shabbos. The Ramo is Mamshich. Hago, v'im hoyu se'ar yisroi she'gdoilois mitzvah legalchon. If a person has long hair, it's a mitzvah to take a haircut Erev Shabbos. And the Ramo is kimat mefurish, that nails you have to cut every Friday. The hair, you only have to take a haircut if your hair is menuval, if it's big. Loshna mishnuburin sivkot nzayin legalchom betar b'misparayim. V'atam k'di shalikonis l'shabes k'shu menuval. Ein echanam yaisan d'knesis ha'gdoylo hibong zan, there was a minig to take a haircut every Arab Shabbos. But in the Ramo is mefurish only when it's long and it's menuval. What some people point out is that today that some people shave, for sure, when you shave in the right way, that you're allowed to appear aloha with the right machines, not chas v'sholem, in the isulik way, that could be you have to do lekod Shabbos, every Shabbos, like cutting the nails. Because the derech ha'olam is, if it's more from one day, or more from a week maybe, it's already maneuver. The Mishnah Berurah's mamshich, yesh mekoymes, is places, she'ein megalchim, they don't take haircuts and don't shave, they don't cut the nails, Rosh Chodesh, afilu chal b'yom Erev Shabbos, ki chen tzivu Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. The marker is in the Be'er Heitev, the Magen Avraham already, kosa b'tzavos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, shelo ilita la tzipornayim, velo ilegaleach b'Rosh Chodesh. So the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid spoke in Sefer Chassidim, Simen Memches, not to cut your nails, and not to shave, and to take a haircut in Rosh Chodesh. He never mentioned what happens if it happens in Shabbos. Because of Knesset HaGdoilo, but he brings down from the Knesset HaGdoilo, that the Knesset HaGdoilo brings down, afilu im chal b'Rosh Chodesh b'Erev Shabbos, ein li yistapa, you're not allowed to take a haircut, even if it's chal in Rosh Chodesh. And the Tehillah of David, he's chaylik on that. He says in Rosh Chodesh, Shemer mitzvah l'yayda dovera. The Matei Ephraim Moses mashma like that. Shemer mitzvah l'yayda dovera. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid never said it on Rosh Chodesh. And he says, and even if the people are makpid, if they didn't manage to take a haircut, Yom Chamishi, take it Friday, Shema Mitzvah L'Yehuda Davara. The Mishnah Berurah himself, and Simon Tov Tzadik Gimel, Sivkot Nehei, he's talking about the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, he speaks about a person could take a haircut Erev Shabbos, and it's Rosh Chodesh. And there he doesn't mention nothing from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. The meaning is like this, they say, oh, I think B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv, I heard, if a person knows that he's from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he's an Einikol, or a Mefurash Minig, then maybe it's Kedai to be Makbid also in Erev Shabbos. But if it's not his Minig, it's not his Hanoge, Avad, he could take a haircut Erev Shabbos, and he doesn't have to be Choshesh to Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, because Shem HaMitzvah Lo Yehuda Davara. The Mishnah Berurah carries on, and the Ramov is Mamshich, Ukshenoit Al Tzipornov, when he cuts the nail, not to cut one nail after the other one. Just you have to skip a nail. You have to skip a finger. So the way that I'm moving it down, start with the left hand. B'kmitzvah is the fourth finger. Will be amin be'ezma in the right hand and the second finger. V'simin leze debagaha b'smoil. Means the fourth finger, then you skip one to the left and you do the second finger. You go back to the fifth finger, the third finger, then the first finger. Dalet beis hei gimel aleph. Ubi yamin. Badaga means beis. It's the second finger. Dalet the fourth finger. Again, the first finger, the third finger, and the fifth finger. Ubi yamin. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Meches brings down B'tash B'tzkosov Shema'aram Lo Yidikdik B'ze. V'chin Kosvo Al Ha'ari. No, Shana Mishnah Berurah. Avram brings down the Ha'ari V'Ha'ari Ligleg Al Ze. Mikol Mokim Yesh Lizor Lekatchile Mogen Avram. They say from the stipler that the stipler was makpid not to cut one finger after his other, to skip one, but he was not makpid on the seder if the fourth, the second, and the fifth, the third, and the first one, and the right, and the left, and he was not makpid, just he skipped one. I saw the Tehillah of David, when you read the Ramos Mashma, first to cut the left hand, by the order that he brings down, fourth, second, fifth, third, and first, and then to do the right hand, and the other order of second, fourth, first, third, and fifth. But The Tilaradovich brings down that Lechura Dina de Gemorah is you have to go the nails from the right hand and then from the left hand. So he wants to bring down that he brought down and he found in the Avudrom that Avada you cut the right hand and then you cut the left hand. The nails of the right hand and then the nails of the left hand. Why did Ramo brought down first this order? Because it was a remez, they had another remez, Meloshin Kashia, Kuf Shin Yud Aleph. And the remez was Kmitze and Smoil and Yamin Ezba. Kmitze Kuf Smoil and Yamin Yud Ezba. And like this, a person knows he skips one and then he goes back. So in the left hand, you do Kmitze, the fourth one, and then second. And then you mainly know you have to go back fifth, third, and first. Like this, you remember. So the Ramo, because the Seder was like that, the Ramo spoke about the left and then about the right. But really, you have to go first the right and then the left. Le'umas them, he brings down that in different Achroinim, he found that he brings down, look inside, he brings down from the Kolboy, Rishonim, that they say really to cut the left hand and then the right hand. The Ma'ase, again, a lot of poskim tain that Val Din in the Gemara is before the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Iker Adin, we don't have to be medakdek, so a lot of people are makpid to go first the right and then the left. Again, like I said before, the stipler, as they brought down in Ochas Rabbeinu, was makpid to skip a finger when it cuts the nails, but he was not makpid on the Seder that Ramo brings down. Se'if Beis. Kshi'iyah somuch l'chashecho, when it's closer to Shabbos, yisha le'an she'beisi b'loshen raka in a soft way, isartem, iravtem, you took off Meiser, you did Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumim, ifrashtem chalo, and they will tell them to light the candles, not the Lashon Shiloh, because the candles you could see if they're lit or not. In a place like in our days that most people are not Meisah, you don't have to say Yisartem. Talk to Mishneh Berurah, see if cotton test. Samoch lachasheicho. Haynu koydem ben hashmoshes. Be'oid vadayom. She'iyah be'oid she'us lo'isim mechalel ha'kodesh. Ve'atam she'me'achar melisho lad'ato. Why only asked it closer to the night? And he doesn't ask it in the afternoon. If you will ask them a couple of hours before Shabbos, so then they could be lazy and then they will do it. They will not do it later. He can't do it later in Shabbos, so he has to tell them to do it before Shabbos. And why? First we take off the challah in the bakery. Even if a person makes challah, they take it off when it's east, when it's a dough. Also, Lashon challah is a remez. People remember to mafrish challahs. Also, maybe another reason, because in Chutz La'aretz, Chalas Chutz La'aretz, we'll see later, you could take off in Shabbos. I'm sorry, you could take off after Shabbos. You could eat and leave over. So maybe it will be Noch Shashta Kolem. Asher Engin and Erev Pesach, we'll see in the next Simen, you cannot leave it over and take off after you ate. So maybe you have to ask before. V'imchal b'Shabbos, Och Lishu b'Erev Shabbos. Hadliku b'Patach. Tachasai, b'loshen tzivoy, light the candles. Ve'in shayich shaylo, d'oroyo shelo yudlak. He has to tell him to stop to do meloche. He has to send a shliach. This is the aloche. And for sure, what everyone is asking here in the shir is today we don't see people do it. We don't see people do it. I heard one of the Gedolim Lebrisk, really, when he was away from home, he called Erev Shabbos and he told his wife, Yisartem, Yirabtem, Adliku Yisaneh. But most people don't do it. So Yisartem, most people today don't have to be Mafrish Meiser. Iravtem, most people don't do Eruv today. Afrosh Aschala, we don't do today. Or we do it Belisha, all these Terutzim. But Adliku Yisaneh, why people don't do Adliku Yisaneh? And I saw in the Achronis Maneinu two Terutzim. One Teret I saw in the Sefer Mishneh Aloche, that today that we have light in the house, so really, it's no problem of Shlom Bayis. So why Isha has to light candles? Because without that, there's a mitzvah Sribui Neir, this is the mitzvah of Adlokas Nelikovit Shabbos. But this doesn't cause a Shlom Bayis if it's not on. Melech Hazal will not be Mechayev, so it's no Dina de Gemore. And Sefer Yitzchak Bechag, I saw that we rely on the siren. There's a siren that goes out and tells everyone it's ready Shabbos. Mafkimi, when you go somewhere for vacation, there's no siren. Really, you'll have to tell it before Shabbos. Adliku Esanel. So I wanted maybe a little bit to explain a little bit more maybe a lumdish svara here to explain it. I wanted to ask a shaila. Why is the halacha that you have to say isar temirat madliku esaner? Why? One, two reasons could be. One reason, and I saw really the place can bring down la halacha, because we don't want you to get stuck in Shabbos. You can't do these things in Shabbos. Isar tem later in Shabbos, like the Mishabur brings down, it'll be too late. And I saw in Shemir Shabbos kilchos perek membeis siv samach beis la halacha. He says you're right that isar temirat tem is not negia today, but you have to ask them. You shut the light inside the fridge, because then you can't open the fridge in Shabbos. You fix the oven for Shabbos, all different things that you can't fix later. You have to ask them, really. But the reason is because these things, if you will not do now in Shabbos, you will nothing what to eat. You can't open the fridge, you'll be stuck in Shabbos. Saltem iraptem and lucas on there will be dark. Today, most people are maisa, so they're not mechuyev to ask. This is what says the Ramo. This is what the Ramo brings down. I saw the poskim are done, and the people that are machmir on themselves to over maisa what they buy in the store, if you have to say saltem or not. Some people say you have to say, some rabbanim say you don't have to say because it's only a chumrah. But most people are not meiser again today. So isartem is not negeh, raptem is not negeh. Maybe taka to say that to close the light in the fridge is negeh. But the question is adliku esaner. Why you don't say adliku esaner? So if the lomdus would be like the first hezbo that we masbir, there is only things that if they will not be done, will be a hefse for Shabbos. So today there is light anyways. So I mean, no chash of hefse. But mainly, you not have to be knowing to say adliku esaner. This will be a very nice shot. But the only order on it is that the Mogen Avrom adds on the words that liquor is on there, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down and see if cotton you dalet. That you have to tell him to stop to do melocha. This is the Chur Samadin to tell him to stop to do melocha. So the Chur Einachanami in our days is Noch Shashta Kole, but you have to tell him to stop to do melocha. Just here we could say two answers. One answer we could say, this is not really the Ikar Dina de Gemore. Ikar Dina de Gemore is what? That things will be ready for Shabbos. Hisarta miravta madliku. And while today is no chiv mi'ikar abdina de gemore, the mele, you don't have to say adliku esaner. You can add more from that. Even if it is a part of dina de gemore, but this is already another aloha. This is a aloha that they will know to stop. And this you could rely on the siren. For the other things, maybe you can rely on the siren. The siren doesn't say to light the candles. The siren is not due to take care of them, to remind them all of these halachas. The siren only reminds it's Shabbos already. So it only takes care of the last thing. It doesn't take care of the other things. So for the stopping the halacha, the siren is enough. For the other halachas, today is not negeh. But again, if Kimino will be in a place where there's no siren, maybe you really have to tell them to stop to do the halacha. If we learn taki that it's midina de gemara to stop to do the halacha, maybe we'll have to taki rely on the siren. Maybe then you'll have to rely on the siren. I wanted to add another halacha that I found in the Rambam in Perek Hei Milchi Shabbos, when the Rambam brings down the halacha. So it's very interesting. The Rambam doesn't bring down the whole halacha, but he brings down in Perek Hei Milchi Shabbos halacha Gimel, he brings down a madlik, a person that lights near Shabbos, tzorich lehadlik mi ba'oid yoy. He has to light when it's day yet. And noshim mitzvahs al adover azo yosem in anoshim. This mitzvah is really the ladies are more in charge on it. Why? Lefishe mitzvim bebatim ve'masukim bemeloche. Ve'af al piken tzorcha ish la'azirum ve'livte koyosem al kach ve'lema la'an shebeise erev Shabbos hadliku esaner. It's mashmah in the Rambam that ner Shabbos is really a mitzvah on the man and the wife. Just Chazal gave it to the ladies. The ladies do it, but we know if there's no wife, for sure he has to light. But even if it's on the wife, the husband has to take care of it. At liku esaner, he has to tell them to light the candle. This is his ishtatzes. If this is his ishtatzes, could be even bisman hazeh. Especially the siren doesn't say at liku esaner. So could be even bisman hazeh. A person is mechuyev taka to tell his wife at liku esaner. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, if he's not there, could be he has to send a shliach. We'll mamshach the next simen. Simen reish samach aleph. Zman adlokas neres l'shabbos. I want to give a small akdama to this seif. This seif really is coming to say that in ben hashmoshes, you're not allowed to do melocha. Even if it's a sofek ben hashmoshes, you're not allowed to do melocha, and even a melocha derabonon. But, letzorech mitzvah, chazal u'matir shvus derabonon. And some melochas, that are even less from shvus, chazal u'matir ben hashmoshes. Again, this halacha is coming to say that ben hashmoshes you're not allowed to do melachas derabanan, Letzerich mitzvah, Chazal will matter some things to do. Or maybe also Amir Lenochri, Letzerich mitzvah, Chazal will matter. And some melachos, Chazal will matter to do benashmoshes, even Shalei Letzerich mitzvah. So again, this halach is basically saying that it's Yisro Chilu Shabbos from benashmoshes, even in the Rabbanon, but Letzerich mitzvah, Legoz Roshvuz benashmoshes. And some melachos, Chazal will bichlal nal oisro benashmoshes. Now we have to know this seif that we're telling us, that is also to do melachos ben hashmoshes, but we'll see that letzerich mitzvah, some melachos are allowed to be done. The Mishneh Berurah and the end of the siman in Seif Dalet will explain that it's only we're talking in a place that the tzibur lekiblu alayu Shabbos. But if the whole tzibur was mekabel Shabbos, then even these things could be, would not be allowed to be done, even letzerich mitzvah. Chutz von Amira lenochri. So again, to make it clear, this halacha is that in benashmoshes you're not allowed to do melachos, but some melachos you're allowed to do tzarich mitzvah, and some melachos you're allowed to do every time. Again, this siman is only in a person that was not mekabel Shabbos the whole town. But when the whole town was mekabel Shabbos, a lot of these halachos are asur. When a yochid was mekabel Shabbos, then again the siman applies that some things are mutar tzarich mitzvah and some things are mutar bichlal. So first we'll start the seif, the ikara halacha that dvorim asurim in benashmoshes and letzerich mitzvah is mutar. And then we'll see later when this whole seif is negea. I have to remember that it's not negea to every person. Seif Aleph. Sofek hasheicha v'hu ben hashmoshes. Hainu kishiur hilu shloisha revei mil. Achar shkia sachamo v'shiur milu shloisha smoches chelek shloishim. This we'll see later what is the shiur. Zog v'mishnabu ben hashmoshes. V'im nistapik im igia leben hashmoshes gam kenosu. We don't call it a sfek sfeike. It's called one sofek. And if it's a sofek, if it's ben hashmoshes, it's also to do these melachos. Achar shkia sachama, einu achar soif shkia. Das ha-teis ha-shukhanoch, nimshach mitchilas ha-shkia, ha-soif, yoysa mishloi sharevi. Come on, b'siv beis. We'll see in siv beis the shiuri. So the halacha is like this. Ein me'asri mesavadai, it's a melachah d'rabonon, you're not allowed to do it ben hashmoshes. Ve'ein madbili mesakeli, melachah d'rabonon. Ve'ein madliki mesaneiris, melachah d'raise. Ve'ein me'arvi meruvi tchumim, b'pashtes melachah d'rabonon. Why like a moment tof tesvot? Mishneh Berurah explains. Ein me'asrik mesavadai afilu b'maisa peres v'avi b'rabonon, because it's nearly kemetaken money. And savadai de'avali kemetaken. V'uad din she'osu le'afri shchalaf b'chutz la'oret. Nearly kemetaken. V'chomu chalas chutz la'oret yeser b'maisa. And in some ways, chalas chutz la'oret could be more chomu for maisa. Why? The le'inyan maisa him en lo mayoichal b'shabes. So have a letzerich mitzvah. V'kaim lo le'gozer shvuz b'nashmosh as a letzerich mitzvah. K'mo shepostak le'kamei. And it's interesting, if you look in Shin Mem Beis in the last bir halacha, it's mashma, that even if he has what to eat, but he will be more oinek Shabbos with these things, it's also called shvuz letzerich mitzvah that is mutar. V'le'inyan chale yesh le'achmir b'chol gavne in chutz l'oretz. Why? Even if he doesn't have what to eat, what he will eat, shari chalas chutz l'oretz yochol lechol b'le'efrosh as chala, v'le'shayr me'at ad achar Shabbos. V'le'afrish min ha'mishur, he doesn't have to mafrish now. He could eat without chala and eat later and mafrish later. V'lochen, zog the Mishneh Berurah. This is in a normal Shabbos, so there's no heter. Aber kshechal Shabbos b'erev Pesach v'leif shchala min ha'matzah b'erev Shabbos m'boidyoy mutar le'afrish af b'erev Shabbos b'na shmoshes. Di'ev shalecha v'leshay chaticha mikol matzah. And to be mafrish from one matzah and the other matzah, the Mishneh Berurah later on in Simen Tov Nun Zayin. Sivkot Nvov is masbir that in the heter the Rabbanon is only if it's made from one Isa. But if it's made from all different doughs, even that you put it together, you can't be mafrish in one and all the other ones in the end. So the melee has to be mafrish now. He also has to take challah now, because he can't leave it for after Shabbos, because it's already Pesach. I wanted to add a nice thing from Shlomo Zalman Alicha Shloimoi. He explains, why is the halacha that in Chutz La'aretz you're allowed to be mafrish challah to eat most of the Eastern, to leave something for the end, and then to be mafrish challah. One side is masbir from the Asom Rishonim, that the gather is, be'etzem, if you, it's breira. And the air, when I'll take off the challah, is bar lemafreya, that this was the challah. And with the Rabbanon, some chushiyesh breira. Another hesber is, it's not mitzvah breira. Just be'etzem, in chutz la'aretz, they didn't ask to eat without challah. It was a mitzvah to make challah, zeichel, is challah in Eretz Yisrael. The zeichel you could do in the end. What is enough kemina, zakim shum zame? If it's breira, it's enough to leave in the end one kezais, or one piece, and say, arei ze chale, bemele le mafreya, this was the chale. But if we say, it's not chale mafreya, the maisa afroshes in the end is the zecher. So it's not enough to leave one piece and to say, arei ze chale. You have to leave a piece and a bit, and say, arei ze chale on this bit, and this is the zecher. The mayor of Shemazama had a question. If it's breira, so for sure you're not allowed to do it, because you could do it in the end, and now you've been nirik and metaken. But if anyway, it's no chiyuv. You're allowed to eat without challah. It's only you have to make a zecher. Why you can't do the zecher in Shabbos? You're not nirik and metaken. And he has all different terutzim. I don't want to go to him, into it now. Sifkotin hey. Ve'ein matbilim. Ha'mechaber itik loshen ha'mishneh b'Shabbos. I was speaking about matbilim as atome. Abshen enoyeg, the mishneh early in the ad bitkeli mitumosom. But why the Shulchan Aruch brought it down? Shem denafkimine ledidam. Like we'll learn later in Siman Shinchov Gimasiv Zion. But it's the issue to be matbilat in Shabbos. Why? Because it's nirikim etakim. The also name of that bilam benash moshes. But that mishum the nirikim etakim is a clear that tvilat mutar lishtamesh boy. Before it was the issue lishtamesh boy. Ach im again, while it's only the rabbanon, im ul tzorich haShabbos ve'ein lo yachar yochel litpoel benash moshes ve'levorich kadin. Even that in Shabbos we see in Shinchov Gimel, if he didn't do it, it's different eitzes. Here for sure it's called a tzarech mitzvah, and he's allowed to be madbul the kelim and to make a brocha ben hashmoshes. Ve'ein madlikim. Beze osu rafu le tzarech mitzvah. This is a melocha de reise. She's bat al deze mitzvah da Shabbos v'ray gavne, the sveike de reisu. Ve'afilu b'di evet, im hidlik. Oy she osu shari zi melocha de reise, b'men hashmoshes, osu le'eles menu. Kmo im oysa izi b'shabbos gufe, da osu rafu le moysa b'shoike. And the last thing is, ve'ein me'arvim ruvei tchumim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, sifkot nches, the begmor yesh smach li ruvei tchumim mikro. So it's also like, we have to know what exactly, the melocha is metaken, not metaken, ve'al ken chomo da'afilu le'dvar mitzvah also. So it's also even le'dvar mitzvah. Ken kosov ha'ele Shabbos, u'balevush, meike le'dvar mitzvah. That's like we'll only like a shvus and a tzmut on a dvar mitzvah. V'shter day Yisraelu nimtzoyim b'sefer ha-meiri, ayin shom shekosav. That the data matters even in a dvar mitzvah, so al kol we're talking that the state in Shulchan Aruch that it's also when it's not a mitzvah. So on what kind of air are we talking? That the Gemara that said that it's also to do it, is the me'ar l'dvar reshus, that is me'ar beraglov. That then this Eruv could help the Dvar Reshus, and then Ben Hashmoshes it's also. But if it's Me'arev Bepas, the Pas only anyway helps only the Dvar Mitzvah. The Dvar Mitzvah is Mutar. The Me'arev Mutar from the Dvar Reshus. The Bepas of Kaimel and the Fum with Yemen Me'arev and the Dvar Mitzvah. When she calls over Kamon, Adka Loshon HaMeiri. The Ramon finishes Va'ayin LeKamon Simen Tov Tesvov Seif Beis. Hotzeleimah, Bodo Beef, a person didn't listen and did a Eruv Ben Hashmoshes. Hotzeleimah, the Mevuer Shom. The Bidiyevet, the Ruvay Eruv, Ein Shom, Amogen Avrom. But it's Mevuah that even that it's also to do it, but Mikol Mekoyim Bidiyevet, it's Chal. It's not like lighting the candle that Bidiyevet is also Lehenes Lo'eroi.